Morning, folks. Welcome to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM, Fairfield, Illinois. Appreciate you tuning in this morning. Across the way from me today is Flo Simpson. She is the... All right, now, Flo, I didn't even get it written down. What is your title?
I am the Executive Director of the Fairfield-Wayne County Area Development Commission.
Executive Director of the Fairfield-Wayne County Area Development Commission. Right?
Correct.
I got it right. Yes. But Flo's here, and she's going to talk about all kinds of different things. We're going to talk about... It's kind of an informatory day, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Because people don't realize... they think that, say, we haven't had a loan through the county board for a while, right?
Correct. That has been
It's been a little while, probably since the city, right?
The city's recent one that they just did was for Doc Dawkins.
Okay, probably about a year ago,
yeah,
thereabouts, and we just had one for the baseball diamond for Frontier.
Correct.
And folks might not realize where those funds come from. Tell me a little bit about what we're talking about whenever we talk about, let's go back a little bit further. What is the purpose and of the Area Development Commission?
Well, the purpose of the Area Development Commission is to, we are basically change agents. We are facilitators to get the right people together to create growth in your community, like the AT&T building,
mm-hmm,
that just recently was built. There's also the Frontier Student Housing that was done through the Area Development Commission. Just, we were the change agents that brought in the different components to make things happen.
Basically, what has to happen. Did you see 60 Minutes on Saturday night or on Sunday night?
No, I didn't.
They had the dude they had a guy from basically your job down in Mississippi who was bringing in different things to this Golden Triangle area of Columbia, Mississippi, Starkville, Mississippi, and two or three other towns. And your job is mainly to get folks in touch with each other, isn't it?
Correct. We have our resources, the Illinois Extension, the Illinois Economic Development Association. We have different sources that we can work with, state level as well as other university contacts as well.
How do you go about, Flo, how do you go about contacting or learning, what's the best networking way to find out what businesses are maybe looking to move or to do development or something like that?
Well, the state and actually nationally, there is a website called LOIS, which, uh-huh, is Location One Information System, is what LOIS stands for. But basically, it will have all buildings that are available for sale. You have to have all the specs and everything like that. So it is nationally done, so anybody from different states will see what's in Illinois. And that's one thing that I want to start doing for which the buildings are
to put
in,
ours in.
To put our buildings in Fairfield.
Right.
Which I need that information from businesses that have buildings that are for sale or
so you're working with realtors on that to that end too, presumably.
Yes, I'm trying to get some information from that. I do have several things like the Airtex building, the Southern Illinois Wholesale Lumber facility. All those informations are on our website.
Tell me a little bit about your background in this and how you got going in it. You've been doing this for a while now.
I've done it for 2 years now, actually. Uh-huh. But I, of course, did travel for 25 years.
Yeah.
So that kind of gets the idea of it. It's just that I'm now selling
the town.
Town, yeah, exactly. And I did the chamber for 3 years,
yeah,
approximately. So I was selling the retail merchants. So, I mean, I did already know some of the businesses and stuff like that. So it would be easy.
How do you get the... I guess maybe you didn't understand my question. How do you get the businesses? How do you get the contacts with the business? How do you know when, say, Boeing? Now, granted, we probably not going to be able to get somebody like Boeing. It would be cool.
Yeah.
But how do you get a hold of those folks, or how do you find out who's looking to build?
Those are through some site selectors, and basically what the site selectors will look at is your website. So, like, our website is fairfield-il.com.
Okay.
We have recently revamped it, and I'm constantly tweaking with it, trying to improve it as much as we can, because site selectors, it's their first location they look, and if you don't meet criteria with your actual website, you
they won't even go any farther?
No.
No kidding.
You're kicked out.
Is that right?
Yeah.
What are what are some of the things you have to meet? What are the criteria?
Well, they want to know what type of availabilities you have.
If you're a business looking for a new place to relocate or someplace to renovate, you need something where you're looking apples to apples, don't you? And is that what that
Correct.
Selecting process is?
Because they'll look at just your education level, what type of employees you might have.
Oh, really?
All kinds of information like that needs to be on your website in order for.
So you're putting on there, we've got the college that has skilled training.
Correct.
Okay, that's pretty cool. See, that was the reason I brought up the 60 Minutes thing, was the combination with the college and this dude in the college in Starkville, Mississippi, where he's got Mississippi State, and he was having engineers, and that's how they're getting all these people in to the area.
Right.
And that's what Frontier comes in, I guess, right?
And that also is where the SET program that we are one of seven counties that are working at achieving as well. We're trying to create that.
SET program.
Yeah, Stronger Economies Together.
Okay.
It's a regional program that we're trying to work with high schools, colleges, grade schools, getting that, and businesses as well, trying to find exactly what type of employee they're needing,
mm-hmm.
and then creating the curriculum that will produce those employees here.
Was this, I remember we had the, back in July, the Greater Wabash Symposium.
Correct.
You participated in mm-hmm. that, presumably.
Yes.
How'd that go over? I haven't even talked to Dave after that happened. I was presuming it. He showed me the list of companies he had coming in. Have you seen results?
It's going really well. I mean, we have actually submitted the actual plan. We're just waiting for its approval. And then through the USDA Rural Development, we will be able to utilize some funds and grants and stuff like that
to
create these programs. Hopefully.
To create the programs at the schools, at the different high schools as well as colleges.
Correct.
Is that right? How many kids do you think you're going to be able to get involved? Have you had a chance to sit down and even put something like that together?
I haven't personally, no. I mean, there are different programs, especially in Effingham. There's the CEO program.
Mount Carmel's got that too.
And Mount Carmel as well, where we have mentorships and guiding those students, because not everybody is meant for a four-year college, but
right.
then there is also trades that are desperately needing workers in the field of plumbing, just construction trades.
Right. That is that to me is one of the shocking things when you look at the employment in this area, how there are, like you said, trades that are desperately looking for skilled workers, and they have difficulty finding them.
Yeah, it's a shame because we've got kids that are capable of doing that. It's just getting the right people.
Getting
together.
The right people in the right place, isn't it? Talking here with Flo Simpson from the Fairfield and Wayne County Area Development Commission, we haven't even talked about what we intended to talk about. The city of Fairfield and the county both have a revolving loan fund, don't they?
Yes. Those were funds that were established back in as early as December of 84, and then in 89, and then January of 86 and 87.
What were the initial investments?
Well,
do you remember?
The county themselves, they got CDAP grants for Rex and Web Printing Control, and that was an amount of $500,000.
Uh-huh.
And what a CDAP grant is, it's a community development block grant program that provides federal funding for a variety of community-based projects. So they're basically grant funds that are used to assist private businesses in retaining or creating full-time permanent jobs.
And those are paid back for them. Are the grants paid back, or is that a loan that different from the loan?
It's a grant that we establish that we loan to the businesses, and then they turn around and pay back at a low interest rate.
That's what we're going to talk about more when we return here. I've got Flo Simpson of the Fairfield and Wayne County Area Development Commission. We're talking about all kinds of things. Want to make sure that everybody understands what this revolving loan fund is and how it works. It's not just giving money away to these people. We want to make sure that people realize that. You are listening to The Bruce Dickey Show on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM Fairfield, Illinois. We'll be back after these.
July had a firecracker waiting to blow, breaking like a rifle who was making his way to the cities of Mexico. Lived in an apartment out on Avenue A, had a tar on a corner of town. Had myself a lover who was finer than gold, but I've been broken, I've been busted up since. Love don't play any games with me anymore like she did before. The world won't wait, so I bet she thing right out there through the door. Hell, I still love you, New York. Found myself a picture that would fit in the folds of my wallet, and it stayed pretty good. Still amazed that I didn't lose that on a loop of the place when I was drunk and I was thinking of you. Every day the children, they were singing the tunes out on the streets, and you could hear from inside. Used to take the subway on the house in the third. I would wait for you and not try to hide. Love won't play any games with you anymore if you don't want them to. The world won't wait, watch you shake. But honey, in the blistering cold in the church on the Upper West Side.
Morning, folks. Welcome back to the WFIW Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM Fairfield, Illinois. Appreciate you tuning in this morning. My name is Bruce Dickey, joined across the way by Flo Simpson. She's the executive director of the Fairfield and Wayne County Area Development Commission. Now, when did that go? Has that always been both Fairfield and Wayne County Area Development Commissions, or it kind of, sometimes it's combined, sometimes it's not, isn't it?
I mean, I think the Wayne County came in there probably in the last 2 to 3 years, because it was Fairfield Area Development Commission for the longest time.
And you, we've been talking about the CDAP grants, the Community Development Assistance Program, right?
Correct.
And if someone There is grant money out there for folks to for businesses.
Well, most of those CDAP grants, they're hard to come by now. But since we established ours back in 89 and 86 and 87,
we've had money paid back in.
It's been paid back in because these are loans, and basically that has grown considerably in funds that we can go back and reloan back out.
See, just like a bank. Yeah. I mean, you've had they gave you the asset to start with, mm-hmm. and you loaned it out, and it comes back, and by golly, you do it again.
Yeah, it's our seed money, and we have that was the fortitude of the industrial trust that went out and acquired those funds back in those years.
You know, it's just you think about the difficulty in getting grant money compared to the back in the 80s. There was grant money all over the place.
Yeah, now it's not. So,
80s and 90s, I guess.
Yeah, it's just, it's so hard to find. In fact, this grant money was established back before, and it had no federal identification anymore. And then just the ideal of getting more grant money for businesses, it's just not there. It's all dried up. So they have decided to keep this as a revolving loan fund for both city and county to encourage businesses.
And there was the choice not to do that.
And there was that choice.
What was the other choice?
The other choice is, they could basically use it for what they chose to. So some communities just put it in infrastructure or do a different project.
They never got it back.
Beautification. But then there's not going to be any funds that they can use later on. So
right.
We've chose to keep ours as a revolving loan fund for both city and county, so that way we can encourage businesses to start up or expand.
How does one? How would a business, either big businesses, mainly small business, isn't it?
Both ways. I mean, the actual CDEP grants were created from AirTex. I mean, the ones in the city. We had two loans that were done for AirTex facility when they went and expanded and built their other buildings, and you know, like Plant 2 or whatever.
Right.
And
or
then
the testing facility.
The testing facility, all those, that's where some of that money went.
Sure.
Back when the state had control, there was more restrictions. I mean, you couldn't loan more than $15,000 per full-time employee.
Oh, really?
So, I mean, there were more restrictive. Now that they don't have that restriction on it, we are a little bit more relaxed on that. But then, yet we are still looking at growth.
You're still, I mean, you're not just giving stuff away willy-nilly.
No. And a lot of people think, especially when the county went and gave the loan to the foundation, that it was local tax funds. And it is not at all created by local tax funds. It's federal pass-through money.
Let's make sure that everyone understands that. This is the county gave the loan to the foundation, right?
Correct.
To the foundation to complete the building of the ballpark.
Yeah, they're using it for concession stands, getting all that set up.
Restrooms.
And that's
infrastructure, basically, on
correct.
The ball diamond.
And that's going to be an asset for our community.
Yeah, tell folks why that's an asset.
Well, you got to look at it as the big picture. I mean, you're going to have teams coming in. What are they going to need? Going to need gas.
The devil's advocate in me would say, flow. We're only gonna have like 10 teams come in over the course of spring. What are you talking about?
Well, I mean, there's going to be some tournaments that can be done.
That's exactly
held out
right.
There. I mean, when you bring in big teams, you're going to have tournaments, and that's one of the things that at the Area Development Commission we're really trying to push that hotel feasibility study, because we would love to see about getting another hotel in our facility, because there is that demand now.
We'll talk about that in a little while. I want to continue with the revolving loan fund. Revolving loan fund would probably be used for any future hotel.
That definitely
you would think,
could
right?
be used.
A possibility.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about the baseball. Let's talk a little bit more about the ball diamond. The money, first of all, didn't come from taxes.
No, local taxes.
Does not come from taxes. It'll be paid back to the county.
Correct.
By the foundation.
Correct.
Over the course of how long?
The loan that they're looking at is a 10-year loan.
Okay. I didn't realize they shut it down to 10. I thought they were looking at 15.
I think the last I heard was that they were wanting to pay it back in
they
10
don't,
years.
I never hear a thing.
At least that's what I've been informed.
I need to get the news guy on this. How about that? That might make more sense. We'd both know. How's that?
And, I mean, we can do them extended more than that. We've done some 15. And, I mean, it just depends upon the amount of the loan.
Itself. The total amount of the construction out there of the ballpark is going to end up, it'll be over $200,000.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Well over $200,000. And they've collected funds and through the community for about half of that.
Correct.
And the other half of this is the revolving loan.
Correct.
And when you say tournaments, let's just make sure folks realize how many tournaments we're talking about potentially out there. Because you're looking at high school tournaments as well The facility is going to be built to be convertible to a grade school size.
Correct.
As I understand it, right?
Yes, that's my understanding as well.
As well as then over the summer, so you could have high school tournaments and baseball tournaments over the course of the springs. That brings teams and families in,
mm-hmm.
who are going to shop at our restaurants, shop at our stores, and buy fuel, do things here. Then you'll have tournaments possibly in the summertime. We've got kids that are going to teams long way away. They'll have tournaments all over the place.
Oh, yeah.
And those other towns are getting big money on those tournaments.
Oh, yeah, because you just think about, you've got your teams, you've got 15, 20 people, and then you've got their parents, their grandparents, especially with younger kids.
My brother's girlfriend's son plays on a traveling team in southern Indiana, and they are traveling to tournaments every weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Over the summertime.
It's a big thing.
It's a big deal. It is a big deal.
And you've got 2-3 hours to spend between playing time.
Right.
You know, for tournaments, round one, round two. What do they do other than see your community? Go shopping.
Go
do
shopping.
Some stuff.
Hopefully.
Yes.
Hopefully. That's
and we've got a great retail merchants down there, so we have everything they want.
Now, you guys are the administrator of these loans. What kind of interest rate are they getting?
We typically do at least 1% lower than what the banks are. We're not meant to take their business
You're not competing.
Away. We're not competing with them, but we are supposed to be more of a gap financing where a bank may not want to go all the way out on it,
right.
on a loan for a business. We are there to help them and assist it so that that can happen.
Okay, I'm looking to renovate or I want to keep a business. This is not inventory or expense financing, is it? This is capital financing, isn't it?
It's capital financing, yes. It's for your actual facility being built, a little like Doc Dawkins. The city did one for him, and it was to help facilitate the business, the building, his, you know.
Buy the equipment, probably, yeah.
Already had some startup equipment, to get it set up and established.
You kind of have to get – there are conversion costs involved of turning an eye doctor's clinic into a dentist clinic, isn't there? How's that one going?
That one's doing really well. I mean, he's his business has continued to grow, and I think he's doing – wonderful, and it's a great asset to the community because we needed another dentist.
How often do you get new requests for funding?
Actually, the past...
And do you say no?
Well, there has been a couple times in the past, not that I've been...
Not recently?
Not recently, that they had turned down. But
you don't get requests all that often, do you?
Actually, I've gotten two in the last... 2 weeks, so yeah.
No kidding.
Yeah.
How about in the last year?
Prior to that, we only had just those other two besides the ones that we just got finished.
The ones that you completed.
Yeah.
Do folks realize it's there?
I don't think that people realize that it's there. And then back when, there was a lot of more hoops to go through. Now that it's not so much state regulated.
Yeah, I remember.
We can probably work with them a little bit more, and I'm willing to help fill out the paperwork, get a business plan, all that stuff.
I remember when I was five lifetimes ago back at the bank helping folks walk through this process. There was SBA involved,
mm-hmm.
and there were two or three different agencies in addition to the SBA, including the state. And then the bank, of course, and it's a heck of a combination that it all gets put together, and that's what you guys are there for, right?
Correct. We're there to help them and assist them in any way that we can.
Does one go about the process of seeking these funds?
Well, we've got an application which we'll help them fill it out if they want assistance or if they want to fill it out themselves. And then basically it goes in front of the Fairfield Wayne County Area Development Board to be blessed. And once it is blessed from our department.
I don't know about blessed.
Well,
I don't think I'd use the term blessed.
We approve it
approved,
to where
right.
it goes in front of city council, because city council has city to actually
county. Is it go city or
city
county?
Or county, depending if it's a county.
Okay,
or a city
so it's two. You have two different funds then.
Correct.
There's the city fund and the county fund.
Correct.
Really?
Yes.
Do you know how much they are both are? Or are you at liberty to say?
I want to say the county has roughly.
I
think
county had a million, but I'm not sure.
No, I think county has roughly around 600,000 in it.
Uh-huh.
And the city has probably somewhere, if once everything is paid back and stuff that's loaned out, there's probably in
their
the
assets.
800s.
So you have the potential here of over $1 million.
Oh, yeah.
Because this can be combined.
Correct.
Right?
Because, I mean, if you had a business that's in the city, you're also in the county. So,
yeah.
I mean, it's easily combinable.
That's interesting. Is that the carrot you can use with a potential manufacturer or a potential some kind of potential new business to the town?
It is one of our tools that we do have. I mean, we do have a few tools in our belt that the state hasn't taken away, and that's one of them. And then we also have our enterprise zone, which allows them for tax exemption for building materials. So anybody
right.
wants to do any renovations, upkeep, even homeowners within the enterprise zone, if they were looking at just remodeling and painting, that's something that can be tax exempt.
You know, that's we depended on that. We the businesses, the construction businesses in town still depend on that pretty heavily.
Oh yeah.
I mean, the determination is always a lot of fun when folks trying to determine whether they're in the enterprise zone or not.
Yeah. And
where would one go to find out?
They can come to my office. So, I mean, anybody, homeowner or something like that, if they're looking at doing renovations, they need to call and see if they are in the enterprise zone. It is also located on our website as well at fairfield-il.com. Under city, it does have the enterprise maps on there.
Flo,
as well.
Actually, that's probably not a bad idea for anybody looking, to make a renovation. Just stop by up there and see. Maybe you can help them out some way. Maybe there are things that your general Joe Schmo on the street doesn't know about.
Yeah.
Right?
There's a lot of times, I mean, when people come in and look at getting a building permit, I'll ask them, you know, you're in the enterprise zone. Have you bought
the materials
yet?
Do they think you're being a busybody?
I don't know. Probably a little bit. Why do you want to know that?
But why do you care? Yeah.
You know, well, no, I already bought them. I'm like, yeah. Well, that's something I can't do anything about since it is that one is
yeah.
state mandated program.
Yeah.
It's something that can save potential, especially for a business that's building a new building in
sure.
the enterprise zone like Chris Connards did.
Yeah.
Since he is not actually in the enterprise and TIF district, it allows in the enterprise zone, it does allow you to freeze your taxes for 4 years. So
that's not a bad move, any chance you get right now.
And that doesn't work for homeowners, but it does work for businesses. So that way it entices him to create this new building.
See,
that's
now
that's
something that I would have had no idea about, that the potential tax freeze for a growth of a building like that, right?
Yeah.
Construction.
I mean, that's one of the tools that we do have out there, and most people don't realize.
That's a good one. I'm talking to Flo Simpson. She's the executive director of the Fairfield and Wayne County Area Development Commissions. Pardon me. And we'll be back here on the Bruce Dickey Show after this. You are listening to the Bruce Dickey Show on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM Fairfield, Illinois. Back after these.
I made a sale on there. Well, she took me
Welcome back to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 and WFIW-FM, Fairfield, Illinois. Appreciate you tuning in. My guest across the way, it's Flo Simpson. She's she's the executive director of the Fairfield and Wayne County Area Development Commissions. We've been talking about the revolving loan fund, and that's exactly what that is, isn't it? I mean, the money that's in there now, we just talked about.
Yes.
$800,000 in the city, right?
Correct.
Around $600,000 in the county. That has gone back and come back, right?
Correct. We've loaned it out several times, and it just keeps generating more funds.
How many times have you turned it over, you think, over the course of 30 years, 25 to 30 years?
The one for the city, it was the actual CDAP grant was mm-hmm. $400,000, and mm-hmm. that has grown over to $800,000.
So how about that?
There you go. It shows how.
So they have a little bit of room probably to grow even
yes.
farther, right?
Correct. So the more when we get it out and loaned out to businesses and create this jobs and activity and growth in our community, it's just.
It
will continue to grow.
Kind of feeds on itself,
yes,
right?
Yes, correct.
Flo, we were talking, we mentioned a little bit earlier about the TIF district and enterprise zones. Give me a quick thumbnail on the purpose of both of those.
Well, TIF is it's an actual district that is it's a tax increment finance, what's mm-hmm. TIF stands for. And basically, it is a fund that is created from growth in that area. So any type of growth in a business or additions in that district, it creates additional taxes, and that goes into this fund
okay.
that can then go back out and create more growth.
Okay.
Like out at the student housing, that was used for TIF funds
okay.
that established that. See, money to get that established. So now that is a new building that has never been there,
mm-hmm.
that will grow more additional taxes once that goes into
because
the tax
roll. Those people are paying rent, they're paying buying groceries, they're buying everything in town.
Well, that plus the fact that the building itself is privately owned, so it is now taxable. So
yes.
there will be an additional property taxes that are generated.
Right.
And then once the actual TIF district expires, that has increased the general tax base to all the taxing bodies. So
okay.
they will eventually get that funds.
How about the enterprise zone? What's the difference? Always, folks always wondered, think of the same thing versus the other. The enterprise fund is mainly for to knock off the state taxes?
Correct. Enterprise zone is basically, it allows you to buy permanent material in a building at tax exemption as long as you purchase it within the state of Illinois. So that's like paint, new cabinets,
yeah.
you know, new door.
Building materials,
anything that's permanent in there. I would say even a furnace or anything like that you won't take a furnace out.
Sure.
Your electrical wiring, upgrades like that.
Tell me a little bit. Really? Furnaces and electric? I just replaced a furnace 3 years ago.
I would think that it would be because it's something permanent. You're not going to take your furnace out.
I don't think I checked. Dang it.
I mean, it doesn't work for washers and stoves and you know, refrigerators, because those are equipments that you will take
yeah,
with you.
Yeah.
It's not something that's permanently put in.
This is for fixtures.
It's fixtures that are permanently
right,
put into
right.
your buildings.
Doggone, now I feel stupid.
I'm sorry.
That happens. Hey, don't worry, Flo.
And
it happens all the time.
And that's it. There's a lot of unknowns out there.
Yeah, that's the thing. I don't know if you could help me or not. Tell me about this. There's a new program, isn't there, that the state is offering to help folks who might need a job, right?
Yes, it is. It's Illinois JobLink, and it is a revision or a rebirth of what used to be JobMatch. This is now called JobLink.
JobMatch, I remember, because I think I've seen the state was putting their jobs on JobMatch too, right?
Correct. And I mean, JobLink does that as well, but basically their address is www.illinoisjoblink.com.
Uh-huh.
But what is different than what used to be Illinois Job Match, you had to match all the criterias before you could see a job. Now with this job link, it will actually show you every job from daycare to an astrophysicist that's within a certain mile radius. So you can go in there and have it analyze what jobs are within a 10-mile radius, right. 20, 30, 40, however far you want to go out.
And maybe the key part of this is to make sure that, and I presume the state is making a push to employers to make sure they put their jobs on there, right?
Yes. It is free of charge. So,
say how much would I pay for this if I get a job on that?
There is no cost.
No cost.
No cost to the employer or the employee.
Is that
it
right?
Is a tool that the Illinois has.
When did
they
reintroduce it?
I just had a meeting at the Greater Wabash Regional Committee last month. So it's something that it's brand new, and they are trying to get the word out about it.
That's pretty good. That's a pretty nice deal, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. If you're looking for a job or have a job that needs to be posted, it's a great asset to put it in there. So,
what's new? What's coming down the pike at the Area Development Commissions? We have. Have you got? Can you tell me? Do we have? I said Boeing earlier. We'll just use Boeing again. Do we have Boeing coming in?
No, we don't have Boeing coming in.
Do you have AirTex sold?
We have not sold AirTex.
Do you have Southern Wholesale sold?
No. We're trying.
I get
inquiries all the time, and I try to put it on to Steve Super, the realtor, and give him heads up about certain things.
See, that's the thing. Your job, you basically are working hand in hand with the realtors as well, aren't you?
Correct. I've sat in several different showings of the AirTex building, and that because then we're the ones that can tell them what kind of incentives we have. You're in the enterprise zone.
Right.
We have the TIF district. We can utilize some of these tools that we have.
Okay,
so
lie to me. Lie to me. Tell me somebody's going to, like, a gigantic business is going to come in and make AirTex their new hub.
Well, I can't lie to you now. I mean, it's not. I mean, in our line
make
of business.
Make me feel good. Make me feel
in
good.
In our line of business, you can't divulge all that information out because sometimes that kills deals.
Oh, so what you're telling me is it's actually true, but you can't divulge
that. No, it's not true, but we did have some people that were looking at it.
I'm trying to help here, Flo. Come
I know.
On. You did a good job, by the way, deflecting. That's very impressive. I appreciate that. If folks want more information, what do they need to do?
They just need to contact us, and our phone number is 618-842-4802.
And you've got the fancy new website.
And that fancy new website is fairfield-il.com, and you can actually have a comment page where you can respond to it that way.
Have you had many comments?
Yes, we've had actually some inquiries.
How's your website being received?
I think it has been really positively received. There's a lot of businesses, Matt saying at Web Printing Controls, noticed the difference between the two websites.
So oh, is that right?
It's has increased its viewership.
Well, that's great. That's great. Thanks very much for coming on here. Appreciate
Thank
your time.
You. Not a problem. See ya.
That's Flo Simpson, and that's the Bruce Dickey Show for today. Have a wonderful day, ladies and gentlemen.